Chapter 7. Heroes of the Train. The children want to alert the train driver about the danger. They take red cloths from the cherry baskets and tie them to branches from the trees. Soon, they've got 6 red flags. When the train approaches, the children wave their flags.
Stop! Danger!
They shout loudly. Fortunately, the train driver sees them. He stops the train immediately.
What's wrong?
Shouts the train driver. Then he sees the big rock in front of the train.
Thank you,
he says.
You saved us. You're all heroes.
The train driver and the passengers applaud to show their gratitude to the children.
Listen,
says Phyllis, happy.
That applause is for us.
We're heroes. We're heroes,
says Peter, smiling. Bobby is tired from all the emotions of the day. She wants to go home. Soon, an invitation arrives. It says, come to the railway station to receive an award for your heroism. The children wear their best clothes and go with Mother to the station. Mr. Taylor makes a speech and everybody applauds. Each child gets a beautiful medal. It's a special day. Alexander is still living with the Selbys. He's sad because he can't find his family.
Maybe the old gentleman can help,
thinks Bobby.
I must tell him about Alexander.
The next day, Bobby waits at the station for the morning train. She talks to the old gentleman and explains Alexander's problem.
Can you help Alexander?
Maybe I can help. I know some Russian people,
says the old gentleman.
They've got the same political ideas as Alexander. Maybe they can find his family.